You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hello, podcast fans. My name is Chris Jones, and I'm here to tell you about the Nerd Bliss podcast. Now, of all the geek-oriented podcasts out there, we are definitely one of them. Yes, we talk about Star Trek and Star Wars and cosplay and Marvel and DC and the usual. But as geeks, we embrace anyone with very specialized knowledge, like triathletes or improv comedians or musicians. So we try to bring them in and let them share their geekiness with you to help broaden some horizons, and maybe you'll learn something. Maybe we'll learn something. You can find our entire catalog at nerdblisspodcast.com on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Player FM, and we are now proud to be a part of the ESO Network. Once again, we are the Nerd Bliss Podcast. Thank you, and pod bless.
Hello, and welcome again to the Monster Sci-Fi Show Podcast. I am your host, The Monster, back to give you a very timely sci-fi news podcast this week. So, before I get into my normal big three topics, which I'll be covering in just a quick second here, I do want to give out a couple of shout-outs here. One, I was just looking through my iTunes page and to see, you know, if anyone left me in any reviews of the show, which normally I did one for myself, and Matt, who was on the Symposium of Nerds, did one, but that was last year, so I wasn't thinking of anything except that I see that I have now 7 stars or 7 ratings on my podcast, and then in the reviews I actually got a review. So this is by ABC Junkie, so thank you for commenting. This is just on February 14th, Valentine's Day. So he writes, always lots of details, interesting POVs, and dirty jokes. Keep up the great work. P.S. More Gene. So yes, I agree. More Gene needs to be happening. I did send him a screen capture of that. He hasn't responded back to me, but I'm sure he's at work and will talk to me later about that. So I'm happy that that is finally happening, because, you know, I put a lot of work into it, and of course Gene is a great contributor, so he should have some kind of recognition. So yes, we are going to do our Star Trek Discovery review of season 1, which is scheduled for this coming Monday, and Tony is also joining us, so that will happen very shortly. And today being Friday, this new movie with Natalie Portman, and Annihilation, is something that I might be interested in doing, but I think because of my time schedule, I may not get to do that next week, and I don't know if Mr. Gene will be interested in doing that as well. But in any case, that's something in the future. And another shout out that I wanted to give is to David Gibbs, who on my YouTube page, again, no one does anything on my YouTube page, but he has subscribed, so he's now subscriber number 11. So thank you, David, for that. Because we were talking about Godzilla on the Symposium of Nerds episode, the Planet of the Monsters, he posted that he has a wiki on Godzilla. So it has lots of information about Godzilla and kaijus and toys and movies and games and all that fun stuff. So there will be a link to the show notes. So if you're interested, please give him a shout out and visit that site. So again, thank you to David and to ABC Junkie for making my day much brighter. I've had a really crappy afternoon. Like, I can't even talk about how crappy it is, because it's an incident that I cannot talk about. In any case, so let's get on to something that will make me happy, and that's talking about stuff that I want to talk about in my podcast, and that's going to be, we have sort of news, good news, bad news-ish. There's no Batgirl happening because Josh. Joss, stop it. has left the project. I'll talk about the brief look, or the first look, of Brainiac for the upcoming Krypton series. And finally, JJ has some information for all of us. Yay. What could that be? He's quit making movies. Nope. So, all right, so let's get on to this. As you know, Josh, stop it. Joss Whedon, damn it, has kind of helped, and you can't see the air quotes, but kind of helped with the Justice League movie, which, you know, that was great. But he was going to be doing this Batgirl project. And if you remember, years ago, many moons ago, he was going to do a Wonder Woman movie. And when that project left, or didn't go anywhere, he went off to Marvel, and of course he did the Avengers, so he did fantastic. And then he did Avengers 2, Age of Ultron, which really, honestly, not so much I had a problem with Ultron, but when you say an Age of Ultron, how old is that age going to be? Because honestly, it just seems like it lasted for maybe a week. A week of an Age of Ultron. But that's, again, nitpicking. But that's just me. Alright, so let's go back to after that. You know, he had a pretty much a terrible experience working with Marvel, and creatively, that was not going to happen again. I mean, he was not going to do the Infinity War. That was not going to happen. So luckily, you know, DC says, hey, we could use you. So come back. He does this great bit for country for DC and helps out with the editing of the Justice League movie, which in this past couple of weeks, I found out that aside from the tragic loss that Zack Snyder dealt with the loss of his daughter, finds out that he was actually fired from Justice League. But they used that as a cover for him to gracefully bow out of the project. I want to believe that's the case, because it seems to be picking up more steam as I've been reading. But in any case, you know, Joss was going to be doing Batgirl. And Batgirl is definitely something that, again, a strong female character, and considering how well Wonder Woman was received, it's time that we have more representation on that screen. But it comes down to, he said, I really didn't have a story. After all that, he said didn't have a story. Now, as I've been reading, it's like Joss wanted to do the adaptation, basically, of the first appearance of Batgirl in Detective Comics number 359, which was called The $1 Million Debut of Batgirl, and that came out in 1966. So it's about nine months older than I am. So how old is that? That's really freaking old. But in any case, you know, I'm kind of sad that he's not doing it, but I'm more sadder that Batgirl is not happening. And then today, hence why I'm doing this podcast, I'm like, I got really excited. There was a tweet that was sent out by Roxane Gay, and I've talked about Roxane Gay on my teen comic book podcast, in which she did a book called World of Wakanda, and that's going to be basically the spin-off comic of the Black Panther that they did back in 2016. And unfortunately, after the first year, that series was canceled by Marvel. But because of the news with Joss no longer on the project, you know, she tweeted out to DC like, hey, I can do a Batgirl movie for you, I can write it, no problem. So one exec saw her and it's like, you know, if you're serious, email me. And then We'll see what happens with that. But there are other people that are interested in doing that, including Gail Simone, who is also a good comic book writer, and the showrunner for Wynonna Earp, which I've only seen just the first, I think, couple episodes, which I like the series enough. Emily Andress. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, I really want to see female characters and other lesser-known characters, even minority characters, have their day in the sun, so to speak. But DC still needs to have more wins. And, you know, I'm optimistic, because if Roxanne really wants to do this, I can't think of a better person to head the show. And I enjoyed World of Wakanda, at least the first couple of issues that I've read. While the storyline has elements that are of a different sexual persuasion, it was still very enjoyable nonetheless. So if that happens with Batgirl, I don't care, as long as I can see some kick-ass action by a kick-ass hero. That's all I want. So the second story that I'll be talking about is the just released image of Brainiac. That's going to be the heavy for the upcoming Krypton TV series on the Sci-Fi channel instead of Syfy channel. And for the most part, I just looked at the face. I'm like, wow, it's really green. But I think from what the trailers had, not giving a whole lot of details, is that he had black eyes and he's just basically green and kind of menacing. The full photo of his head, which is completely bald, and he has like these holes embedded into his skull, kind of like for inputs and output plugs, things of that nature. Then I'm like, oh, that looks a lot better than the trailer that they advertised, because it looks more authentic to the Brainiac that we see in the comics. Now, of course, Brainiac has never been the world ender or destroyer of Krypton, but in some reimagined series, he was like their AI program that was regulating Krypton, and then he sucked out all the energy from Krypton and says bye, and then goes off, leaving Krypton to be destroyed. And then Superman fights him on Earth. Well, here we're going to see him arrive into Krypton, so to speak, and we're going to see the capture of Kandor, which is the bottle city that Superman has in his Fortress of Solitude that he has vowed to someday restore. And this is going to be the beginning of that. So that's kind of cool to see that happen. But the actor, who his name is Blake Ritson, I guess he is has some past working relationships with David Goyer, because he worked on Da Vinci's Demon, sorry, and which I also liked, but never got past more than a couple of episodes. So when I looked at the actor versus the makeup, I'm like, really? That the two do not look alike, like not even close. Like, I thought it was a much older actor. So if this is indeed real makeup, I'm very impressed with that makeup, because again, if you take someone who looks like Blake and make him look like Brainiac the way that he does, that's a very impressive lot of work to do. So I'm really happy with that. Now, again, the fact that we're going to get Adam Strange talking to Segel, and his brother Bagel. I don't know how the overall Krypton series is going to work, but nonetheless, at least there's some hope here, because they also released a teaser posters of the different houses for the Krypton series. Okay. It's not really blowing my socks off, but at least with Brainiac and the images of the Skull ship, I'm like, okay, they're doing something right that has my attention, but I think going forward, that series really has to win me over, kind of like what Gotham does. How can you do a series without a major hero? Well, Gotham did it. We'll see what happens with Krypton. So I will be talking about Krypton, at least the first episode, with the third helping of the Symposium of Nerds. But that will be not until the end of March. So just keep that in mind. All right. So kind of wrapping up on things because it is a short week. J.J. Abrams came on the Colbert talk show and basically announced that he has the script finally done and they're going to be shooting Star Wars Episode 9 come July. Good or bad, the story has to come to an end. I think it's not more like hooray and huzzah, we're going to get a new Star Wars movie next year, but I'm like, let's just do this. Let's get it over with. But more the concern, and I've talked about this in the past episodes, about what are we going to do with the Princess Leia or the General Leia character. As I talked about deepfake being a possibility to kind of restore Carrie Fisher to perform once again, even though it'll be computer manipulated, I think the acting and the appearance can be pulled off. But the other option is to basically have her death happening off screen. I don't know. That's a cheap way to do this. But if JJ had to basically scrap Colin's script, who was fired for whatever creative differences, I'm curious more than anything else about that aspect. I'm not really concerned about what will happen with Poe Finn or happen with Rey and Kylo. I'm more concerned about how you're going to send off Princess Leia's character. How are you going to pay homage for us fans? And of course, hopefully Luke will come back. But at this point, as a Star Wars fan, it's a mixed bag for the last two movies. Whereas I, you know, didn't care for the first one. Second one, I was okay with. But it doesn't feel cohesive. It's just one guy doing his part and another guy saying, well, I'm going to do away with everything you just wanted and just do my stuff. And the guy coming back saying, dude, what you do to my movie? And get rid of all his stuff. And then he gets to do all his own stuff, which is JJ. So we'll see what happens. I mean, we still have Solo coming up in about a couple of months. Again, not really wowed with what I saw on the screen, but hopefully that will tide us because we're not going to get another Star Wars until next year in December, I believe. So they're not doing May, but December again. And again, because he's shooting in July. So, all right, let's get this done. And of course, Rian Johnson is doing his own trilogy. We also have a couple of producers of Game of Thrones that are also going to be doing Star Wars movies. So it seems like it's a weird time to be a Star Wars fan because for a while Star Wars was hitting all the right notes and it's kind of been up and down with directors having their work being re-edited or being let go for creative differences. So we all have to take this all in stride. We have to trust the people that are in charge, like Kathleen Kennedy and J.J. Abrams, to make sure that this movie is back on the right track. Besides, I don't want this to be like a movie that I'm like, really, after all this time, that's the best you can do. And then go to Disney and celebrate their Star Wars land. It has to be a great movie. And all for us to be happy with the fact that there's a new Star Wars land coming to Disneyland. So that's what I'm looking forward to, is being able to have those experiences with my family and friends in Disney once more. Because I miss, really, the Star Wars weekends. But now we get to have Star Wars days every day. Except for Indiana Jones days. Because those days are long gone. But you too can have Indiana Jones days. And if you get the reference, good for you. If you don't, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to entertain myself because, again, I had a crappy afternoon. All right. So that will end my podcast. Don't forget, you can always email me at monstersci-fi show@gmail.com. You can follow me on the various social networks. Hey, please give me a rating on iTunes or drop a comment on YouTube. I will read it like I did for those two guys. So again, thank you to them and thank you to you for listening to me and to the Monster Sci-Fi Show podcast. It's sci-fi from a certain point of view. Good night.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek, classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at esonetwork.com.